Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand.
As Sweet Baby Jay is bringing us back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. Sam is one of the top financial advisors on the planet as far as I'm concerned. He's been sharing his wisdom with us now for more than a dozen years. And Sam, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Sure.
We're talking about, folks, how to make the pivot, how to know, is it time to, how to know when to go from being the operator that you had to become in order to survive. And folks, if you were in business in 2007 and you're still in business today, sometime after September 2008, you started becoming an operator. You went from being a merchant to being an operator. The way I described it in the previous segment, you went from driving sales to watching pennies. And so now, Sam, if as you think the economy is picking up, and I actually do see a little bit of green out there. And in fact, Sam, we polled our audience on this last week, and whereas I for the last 5 years I could almost never get somebody, I could never get those numbers above 50% who were sort of excited about the future. We had 2/3 of our folks this year, this last week, who were excited about the future. So, is that a good clue? It is.
It's beyond
what you and I are saying. It's what these people are reporting back to us, that they're seeing it a little bit too, and so that's good news. So if that's the case, though, how do we decide? How do we convert from being? What does it look like when we say, okay, maybe I need to quit covering up. Maybe I need to quit protecting. Maybe I need to quit being so parsimonious. Maybe I need to be a little bit less of an operator, a little bit more of a merchant. If I see an opportunity, maybe I should believe it. And if it's more than my capacity, maybe it's time for me to think about recapitalizing. What do you think, Sam?
Well, I think so. And failure to do so can be failure to, if you think about our biggest errors are not errors of commission, it's errors of omission. It's failing to act. It's failing to take advantage of the situation real as it is when the opportunity comes. Those are our biggest errors, and we don't want to have that happen to us. So, for example, in your survey of last week, there's a clue. There's another clue. Look at the newspaper. Go to the mall. Look at your own order input and traffic in your door or in your business, and believe it. Become the believer. Then be prepared financially. One of the things that is important here is not only to recognize that you can't save yourself into prosperity.
That's right.
You can't please it and reach prosperity that way. Let's take the moment. But prepare for it, and we need to do that financially as well as in our minds and getting our physical plant and our people ready to seize this moment. But the moment is good. Interest rates are low. Unemployment's coming down. Economic growth is growing. This may be about as good a balanced time as we're likely to see.
Well,
one of the things
that's happening out there, Sam, is, as you know, over the last 20 or 30 years, small businesses have become less local backwater mom and pops and are more likely to now be integrated to become integrated partners with bigger customers. And so those guys are starting to see opportunity, then they're going to start looking to accelerate their relationships, to rebuild and restore and maybe even just expand some existing relationships. So I think what you're saying, and I agree with you, is that don't get behind the eight ball with that. Don't be so much, don't have such an operator mentality that you miss an opportunity, you miss a signal from a customer, you miss a buying signal from a customer, because I'll tell you, Sam, this is the longest recovery period like this that we've had in really our lifetime.
Well, it's one of the longest, most frustrating, most exasperating recoveries because it was so deep.
Yeah,
the problem was so deep, but our situation is complex, more complex than previously. But we're getting there. We're actually getting there. So let's embrace that fact. Finally, we are here now. Let's prepare, accept that it's really good. It's here
for real.
Go for it.
I'm going to say something political here too, Sam. This is just a reality. If the Republicans win the Senate, which more and more people say that they will, they'll own control two of the three major branches. Obviously, yeah. President Obama will still control the White House. But mm-hmm. I believe a Republican House and then a newly controlled Republican Senate will do an awful lot for the spirits of the marketplace.
I'm not going to say
it's going to be a complete turnaround. I just think it'll contribute to an upward momentum in the economy. What do you think?
Well, I think it'll be another arrow in the quiver.
Yeah.
Things that will indicate that we're probably going to have a pretty good run for a while.
When we come back, we're going to talk about how to capitalize this. If you've decided, like I have, that it's time to quit being an operator as much and revert back to being more of a merchant, how do you fund that? What steps do we need to take? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.